I've just nabbed a Leitrim great and still playing, of course, Emlyn Mulligan. Emlyn, you're here on duty, of course, media duty today, but suppose from your half a foot in Donegal, your mother's from Donegal, so you think Tyrone's going to come out today, but you're giving Donegal a chance, are you?
Yeah, listen, I've great bonds with Donegal, and as you says, the roots are strong, but in football terms, it's you know, we're looking forward to, I suppose, an intense sort of a game. Whether it lives up to expectations of being a great game, it's yet to see. But yeah, listen, on paper, maybe people might look at Tyrone, the form they're coming into it, but I give Donegal every sort of opportunity here today, in fairness, and it's a very hard one to call. But the fact that, I suppose, Tyrone can a draw will get them through, even that could come down to that one or 2 point game, you know, it's going to be very close. But listen, there's a great crowd, there's great atmosphere here in Ballybuffet around the town, so really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I suppose looking at it's all about those extra percentages in football at this top tier. Tyrone come in, they're in serious shape. No doubt Donegal are in serious condition as well, but this Tyrone team have been developing over the last number of years, and that's why they are the favourites today.
Yeah, 100%. As you said, there are two teams coming in with every bit of preparation under the sun done, and there's no stone unturned as such. But when it comes down to it, like, you know, when it's coming to this stage of the championship, and in Donegal, we keep going back to Paddy McBearty's scenario, like, you know, at the end of the day, when you're missing forwards like him at this level, at this stage, all Ireland quarter final stage, really, I suppose, I just think Donegal could be, he's going to be the difference today, unfortunately, I think, for Donegal being on the winning side or the losing side. So, listen, like, Tyrone have obviously on paper, again, as I said, the players to win it, but Donegal is equally have, and I suppose the big question would be whether Michael Murphy, his role in it. But it's going to be a very close game. It's very hard to know. There's going to be huge tensions. I expect to be extremely physical as well, you know, but to call it as in a 1 or 2 point win is going to be very hard to put their finger on it, really, Park.
Looking at where Donegal are strong, of course, Michael Murphy is their star marksman. Do you play him inside? Do you play him out in the middle? News coming through that Owen Bann is actually fit and hopefully will be playing this game. Indications that might be true.
Yeah, that'd be a huge boost if it is true. Obviously, you know, when people heard that he was injured along with McBearty, people are kind of questioning, Jesus, it's tough in Donegal. But he'd be a massive boost for them. The pace he has, it's electrifying to watch him go up and down the pitch. So, yeah, listen, that'll be a massive boost for Donegal if he's able to start.
Tyrone took loads of confidence out of their performance against Dublin. It's, suppose, from last year, it is a game where they were really looking forward to. They got close to Dublin, but Do they have it to get over the line today? Would that give them enough confidence coming in here today, and how much confidence would it give them?
Yeah, it did take a lot of confidence. Listen, Donegal likewise did take a lot of confidence in Dublin. At the end of the day, Donegal had to play up in Crow Park against Dublin, which is a lot tougher feat than, you know, bringing them down to their home ground. So, and listen, Tyrone have a few injury worries themselves with Ronan McNamee and Cathal McCarron in the full back line, you know, which is definitely going to weaken their defence if the likes of Michael does step in there. But listen, you can take what you want from them games. It's a championship match. It's at the end of the day, this is Ulster final here today, and it's by no means an easy game for either team. But as you said earlier on, two teams are well prepared for it, and it's going to be a huge battle.
Looking at a game like this today, it's set up for a player making a name for himself, and no doubt we look at a man not far from you, the likes of Jamie Brennan, Michael Langan. The younger guys really need to step up to the plate today, because they're going to be a lot of attention on Michael Murphy, let's just say it, and also Oran McNeillis. So the younger guys really have to perform, and could be the difference.
Yeah, and as you said there, like, you know, you look at Tyrone, you have Conor Myler, Cathal McShane, they have stepped up to the plate. Jamie Brennan at times has done it this year, but as you said, I think Donegal need the likes of Michael Langan and Jamie Brennan having the games of their lives just to give the likes of Michael Murphy and Owen McNeillis that extra bit of hand upstairs or up at the front, because in fairness, like, Tyrone are going to be, they're going to have their defensive shape in place, and they're going to be hard broke down, and Donegal need every man firing at 100% today.
Look, Kamir, thanks very much for speaking to us, Emlyn. But you're going to share it as a Tyrone or Donegal? Are you going to give me an answer?
I know. I honestly think the Tyrone are just going to have that one or two points extra to spare in the end. But, you know, having that extra bit of Donegal in me, my head is a Tyrone, my heart is a Donegal.
A Fulcara heart, that is, of course, Clohanilly. And big thanks to Emlyn, who gave us a couple of moments or so there.